third parak of Masechet Avodah Zarah is Kol Hatzelamim. You find a tzelem, you find a tzelem, you find an image, an idol, an object that represents an Avodah Zarah. What do you do with it? Okay, fine, good. What do you do with it? Sometimes you'll find a donut. You might have to figure out what to do with that also. If you worship your food, then you have to figure out what to do with that as well. Maybe it's asur to eat avodah zarah. Probably it's asur to eat avodah zarah. Fine. Okay, put him to our side. The Mishnah says, The Mishnah says, if you find an idol, you're not really sure it's an avodah zarah or not, it's a tzelem. It's a tzelem, means it's an object that you, that is representative of something that could be worshipped, that is worshipped, then that, Rabbi Meir says, is asur, and Chachamim say it depends. The Gemara elaborates that basically, in Bimkomo shel Rabbi Meir, where Rabbi Meir lived, there was a lot of Avodah Zarah going on, and Rabbi Meir said, he's chayshin al mi'uta, he's choshesh in other places as well, that this thing that you find might be this also an Avodah Zarah, worshipped by the same people, or it's the same type of people from your, from that place where Rabbi Meir was from. The Chachamim say, they're not as concerned unless it fulfills certain criteria, it'd be holding a certain thing, or be in a certain place where Avodah Zarah is more prevalent. Nevertheless, whether there be a machloket or not, what the details of the machloket are, we hold the Chachamim, but we hold that nowadays it doesn't really matter. Because at the end of the day, what is often worshipped, you should be suspect of, and what is not often worshipped, you do not have to be suspect of. Nobody worships donuts, except for Jews on Chanukah. So Jews worship only one God, so it's fine. But everybody else, I guess on Adar also, everybody else is fine with donuts. Besides, America runs on Dunkin', but it's not Asur Ba'ana'a. Now, it might be Asur Ba'achila, ask your local Orthodox rabbi. Fine. Now, okay, I'm trying to make jokes, somebody's laughing. Okay, fine. Anyway, that's when it comes to a tselem, when it comes to an object, an idol, a figurine. What happens when it comes to a tsura? That's the next Mishnah. A tsura is a design, an image. Whether it be protruding or not, we'll figure out it soon enough. But when it comes to a tsura, a design, then basically what it comes down to is that even though anything that's worshipped, even a donut can be asura bahana'a if it's worshipped, there, if you find an image of a donut on something, you don't have to be suspect that maybe it was worshipped. But if you find an image of whatever Avodah Zarah thing that is commonly worshipped, such as back in the day a sun, a moon, or a dragon on an object, you have to be concerned that maybe this was worshipped and it should be Asura Mehana'a. Even so, the Mishnah qualifies. Now that's only true if it's on Mechubadim. If it's on a Keli, if it's an image that's designed on a keli that's mechubad, maybe nice clothing, maybe some nice vessel, but if it's on a keli mevuzeh, such as your spoon, your fork, your bowls, your children's toys, or their clothing, that are things that don't last, so then you don't have to be concerned that maybe that is Avodah Zarah. Now, why does this matter at all to us? Because it's very simple. There is a machloke between the Rashba and the Ran. How to understand this Mishnah? When we're talking about a tzelem, a tsura that you find an image of something that is worshipped, what does that mean? It means, it's a machloket based on how to read the Yerushalmi, how to read the Mishnah between the Rashba and the Ran. The Rashba says like this, the Mishnah is talking about something that I don't even know that it's worshipped. That's when the Mishnah tells me it depends on whether it's on Mechubadim or Mevuzim and the like. But if I know that something is worshipped, meaning I know that this is a sun, I know that this is a Zeus, I know that people worship Zeus. So then even if I don't know that this Zeus jar was worshipped, it's Asura Bahana'a. Whereas it's something that I don't know if it's worshipped at all, then that's when we have to talk about Mechubadim versus Mivuzim. Therefore, the Rashba says, we know the Rashba says that the Christians, they kiss and they worship their cross and their crucifix. So since we know that they worship it, even if I don't know that they worship this specific crucifix that I found in front of me, doesn't matter, it's Asura V'Hana'a. It's very interesting how the Ran and the Ritba say, Mechila Mikvod Rabbeinu, Efshar, that you made a mistake. They don't worship the crucifix. It's a zecher ba'alma to ma'aseh shehaya. And ma'aseh shehaya, kachaya. But it's not actually and Avodah Zarah to them. We'll get there in a second, or maybe we won't, but we'll see. When the Mishnah says, you find it's Atsura, depends on Mechubadim being Asurim and Mizvuzim being Mutarim, it's not about a case where you don't even know that this is a Ne'evad. But if it wasn't, you know that this is Atsura HaNe'eved, you just don't know if this one is, then it's Atsura. No! Shift the scale over one little bit. Things that I don't know that they're worshipped at all, Mutarim no matter what. Whether it be Mechubadim or Mivuzim. It doesn't matter if you find a Mets logo on a cap, on a hat, on a cup, nobody worships the Mets. So if they say they're fine, I didn't mean to make that joke, but if you want to laugh at it, that's also fine. Right? So nobody worships the Mets or the Yankees. So fine, say there. It's not Ne'evad. So it's okay no matter what it's on. But if you find something that is a Ne'evad, but it's a suffix if this one is Ne'evedet or not, that's when the Mishnah says. It depends on Yichubadim or Mivuzim. So he says, these guys, they carry around their crucifix. Sometimes they take it into the bathroom. They put it on their shoes, their shirts, their underwear. That's not Mechubadim. That's Mivuzim. So if you find this thing, so then you can. It depends on Mechubadim versus Mivuzim. This is the basis for the whole conversation about crosses. Crosses, Bazvan Ezeh, when you have a cross on a t-shirt or whatever, that it's only a Zecher Ve'alma. It's not even for Avodah Zarah. So this whole thing doesn't really get started because it's not Ne'evad. If it is, it's Surah Ne'evad, that's what we say that we can talk about Mechubadim or Mevuzim. That's the Machlok at the Rashba and the Ritva slash the Ran. Maran, the Shulchan Aruch says, Satam, like the Ran and the Ritva, the Kula, Yesh Omrim, like the Rashba, the Chumra. The Stam Yesh Halacha is Kestam. Maran holds the Kula to be Mekel when you find a cross. When you find a cross, you don't know if anyone worshipped this cross, we said there. It's Atsura HaNe'evedet, but it's a suffix if this one is Ne'evedet or not, so Beseder, it's Muteret. The Ramah quotes Ashita L'Kula. He says the Minag is the Kisvah Rishona. And he says there are those who are Machmir as well. And the Shach adds layers of Chumrah on top of this as well. We already spoke about crosses, Baruch Hashem, last year. Part of our Hachana for the Chag last year in December. You can go listen to that one online. But because I didn't learn Avodah Zarah last year, I didn't know the necessary background well enough to be able to present it well. So for those who want to explore further the Avodah Zarah of crosses, now that you know this, two Mishnayot, Kol Atzlamim, Machloket Rebbeinu Rabbanan, depends on what you, where nowadays, everything depends on the context. Doesn't matter what this holding, whatever. What's worshipped? Avat Tselem. Avat Surah? Gemara Mishnah says, Surah that's Ne'evedet is a problem, on Mechubadim, not Mevuzim. Machloket Rashba and the Ritva, how to handle that Maran Tzlam V'yish is the Kula. Now that you know that, you can go and listen to the shiur about the crosses, and Be'ez HaShem will continue with the rest of the perek tomorrow. Be'ez HaShem and next week. Baruch Adonai L'Olam, Amen V'Amen.